Good morning. My name is Steve Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidget Revolution. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about a word that I hear being used all the time, which is convenience. And what is the real cost of convenience? Let me throw out three scenarios. The first is food. As many of you know, my wife wrote a book, Year of No Sugar, which is a memoir of our family going an entire year eating no added sugar. And one of the very first things we discovered throughout that year was that most foods, restaurant foods, packaged foods, were immediately off the table regarding, you know, us eating them, because convenient foods, by and large, are packed with added sugar. So one of the biggest issues of having, you know, convenient food is that for the most part, you're getting foods that are packed with, sugar, which, you know, leads to all sorts of medical, conditions, from heart disease to cancer to obesity, diabetes. And additionally, a lot of these foods are nutritionally bankrupt. So convenience in terms of food, there's a consequence for that. Additionally, you know, when you're eating convenient food or fast food, a lot of times you're not sitting down with your family and actually enjoying a meal. So there's a social consequence to everybody, you know, always, you know, belting down their food to have to go run to the next event. Another place where I see convenience being an issue is socially. I mean, we all communicate now on Facebook. We've all got 10 million friends. You know, people Twitter, people email, people text. But let me ask you a question. Do you really feel closer to your friends? Or do you feel more like you know on the surface what's going on, but you don't really know your friends? I know I feel that way. I know for me, there's nothing replaces sitting down with a friend and having a cup of coffee, a glass of wine, or just talking on the phone. You know, real communication. You get an email, it's okay. You know what? You get a letter in the mail that somebody actually wrote, it's a completely different value. The convenience of technology is one that we have to sit back and realize, you know, doesn't really make our life necessarily better. It might make it easier, but once again, what is the cost of that convenience? What is the cost to us as a people and as a society? And now let's take this to the third step, which is photography, you know, my beloved medium of photography. And it's one of the biggest arguments that I hear for digital is that digital is more convenient than film. But as I've been stating here a lot recently on Fidget Revolution, a lot is lost in that convenience. You know, when your images can be seen instantly and edited instantly, you lose the chance for reflection. You lose the chance to sit back and really edit with meaning and have some time to pass to separate you from the emotional energy of making the work to actually sitting back and saying, what is the best work? What is the quality work? Additionally, you know, digital is kind of like all of us standing out on a branch of a tree and we're waiting for that branch to break. If you think about, you know, how are we going to archive this work long term? Yes, it's really convenient to have a whole bunch of images on a hard drive, but is that really a stable medium for the long time? You know, there are just so many issues that we're all just sort of saying, it'll be fine, everything's okay, you know, it's just so damn convenient. Well, I'm one for saying that convenience and the cost of convenience is the conversation that we should really be having, and not just in photography, in our lives in general, and deciding going forward, you know, what is the real cost of our convenience? Thank you very much for listening. I can't wait to hear your thoughts, and have a great day.